Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner. Tonight, we're going to expand your spiritual wisdom with Reverend Tiffany White, the White Sage Woman. And she's also, Tiffany is the Goldilocks Temple of Healing, and as it's an LLC, and her website is whitesagewoman.com. Reverend Tiffany is an RMT, an RH, an INHA, is a psychic medium, spiritual teacher, ordained metaphysical minister, and a holistic health practitioner, educated and trained and certified in multiple healing modalities. She is a certified Natune, Atlantean crystal and a UC Reiki master teacher, and incorporates her psychic medium ability, spiritual counseling, shamanism, and the Tibetan bowl within the healing session. Tiffany is a registered healer of the International Natural Healers Association. She has a degree in interior decorating and experience with feng shui. Utilizing feng shui and space clearing, Tiffany can assist in uncluttering and re-energizing the home or workplace. After all, these places affect our holistic health, too. Tiffany is a natural-born psychic medium. Tiffany connects with spirit guides, angels, and loved ones in a healing and a reading session. She is experienced with tools such as tarot, oracle, runes, I Ching, pendulum, numerology, and astrology. These tools are not necessary to give a reading session, but merely an addition and accent to the natural ability. Tools used with pure love and intention opens the communication with guides for your highest and greatest good. Tiffany is screened, tested, and approved member of the True Psychics Network. She also joins other gifted, talented psychics at the Best Psychic Directory. Tiffany received her ordination as a metaphysical minister from Reverend Michael Carbone, founder and senior pastor of Be the Light Metaphysical Center. She is also a member of the Universal Life Choice Church, the monastery. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Tiffany to the show. Welcome, Tiffany. How are you tonight?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm really, really happy to be on your show this evening, and I'm doing well. And what an intro. Thank you.
And anyway, Tiffany, there's a question come to me today, and I really wanted to ask this. You know, with all your experience with the spirit guides, angels, and astrology, how are businesses today actually starting to understand that this these modalities and stuff actually expand people's lives and can open their business to expand? How do you feel that's transpiring today?
Well, I feel having their businesses expand even in this time of day, because I feel a lot of people may think, oh, my goodness, it's even harder. And the thing is that we have to remember that we deserve divine blessing. We are a child of the divine. And so we are prosperous and abundant. We just forgot that, and we just need to remember it. And so, you know, having that intention that when you are in line with the universe, as far as what is our purpose to be here, our purpose is to help one another, to get and to turn back into the light, turn back to love. And when I'm saying light, I'm not talking light and dark. I'm talking the divine light, you know. And so when we do things that work in alignment with even our soul agreement, things happen very quickly, very fast. Things seem to fall into place. And most people go, wow, I didn't realize, you know, if you were to go back and try to write everything down, how abundant everything is. When we keep track, see, I also feel that some people are going to get upset with me, but I have to tell you, I don't keep a ledger for a checkbook anymore. Because I feel when you do that, you're putting yourself in a box. You're telling the universe this is the only money that you can have. Let it go. Open it up. I mean, you know, now I'm paying attention to the money that's in there, don't get me wrong, but it's, you know, you're not so, this is all I have, and you avoid the words, I can't afford, things like that. I'm finding that a lot of businesses, if it's working in alignment with their soul's mission, they're very successful.
And how does a lot of this, Tiffany, come down to just trusting their value, their own abilities, and trust what the subconscious and the higher realm within them tell them, in that really kind of it's an unknown factor in their life? How does that actually start playing out and they start trusting that more with what you do, how you expand people?
Well, you know, that, just to say trust more, that is harder than it sounds for a lot of people. And I've been there. I went through that as well. You know, it's really, you're really having to surrender and let go. And what happens is that most people have this inner conflict of their mind and then their heart. And I'm not talking about, like, your emotions, because some people think that, you know, you get over-emotional. That isn't helpful. Your mind is more smart. Well, no, I'm talking about the sacred heart center where your soul resides. Your soul has all the keys, has all the answers. Your soul is ageless. So let me ask you this. Your mind is in this current body, in this current lifetime. How can your mind have all the secrets of who you are and of the universe when it's only as old as your biological body? It can't. It's not meant to. It's only meant as a computer, for, you know, pretty much, right? And so when we make that shift or this agreement that I'm going to listen to my soul, and that's when we move through this trust. A lot of people veer away, too, because you want to know it's painful to deal with truth, our own truth. When we get to the point of stop blaming others and go, you know, I really was at fault because I overreacted or because I did this. So to get to that truth, we have to go through some really honest inner work.
And now when you said honest inner work, and that is actually what it means to me, and I've had to do this very extensively myself, when you say honest inner work, that's actually just looking in the mirror and accepting 100% responsibility for everything. Would you say that?
Exactly. That's it exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's it.
And
yeah.
Keep going.
If you can tell when you're not working, when you keep avoiding it, pay attention to the people that comes into your life. They come into your life to mirror you. If someone's agitating you, don't blame them and push them away. Go, wait a minute. What are they showing me that I'm not paying attention to? That's the painful part, because we have to be honest about, I need to work on this. And as soon as you can not take yourself so seriously, and learn to laugh at yourself and go, you know what, I am a work in progress, and that's okay.
And, you know, that's the thing. That's really kind of probably one of the most challenging things people really have to engage in, is the experience you've had are to teach others, and the others are teach you and show you a path to your own percipience. Would you say that, Tiffany? Or would you embellish that a little?
Yes, I do believe all of us really are here to help one another. And I have to tell you, the person that helps you get to where you need to be spiritually is not the person that you click with so well. It's the person that is like the biggest pain in your butt. They're the one that's actually helping you more than anyone else. And believe it or not, the people can be in your own family. They could be a coworker. There's always going to be someone that's going to help you. And that's the key. You have to understand and recognize that we're here to help one another. And so, but the same token, we can do that too. We can be very calm and patient, but we get near somebody and suddenly we feel agitated or we feel like, We have to test them. We don't mean to, but we are playing a part of an agreement, too, to help them with their soul process.
And that's a very true statement. Now, Tiffany, if somebody chose to get on your website and chose to engage in your services, where do you feel their highest outcome, and how do you feel you could expand their life and open them up to a new way to experience life?
Well, all that I can do, and all that really any teacher can do and anyone can do for someone else, is we can take them to the door. We can take them to that door of truth. We can take them to that door of their heart, of the sacred heart, of the sacred heart center. But it's really up to them. They have to do their part to open that door.
And no, not only open the door, but do you think it takes more courage to open it or more courage to step into that new door of opportunity?
And that's true, because a lot of people will open it and then they'll pause and hesitate and won't go through step through the threshold. So absolutely, I suggest people, if it's a door, if it's a fortress, start taking those locks off. I took my door off the hinges. I took the hinges off. This door is done. And that doesn't mean you're not protected. You're still protected, absolutely. The higher vibrations, we don't need protection. All right, but so take the door off the hinges and trust. Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. It really, once you do that, you'll completely understand. And this is where people go, they have that aha moment. I get it now. I totally understand what that means. And it's okay not to know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're supposed to live in the now anyway. And plans, people get upset if plans are changed. Nothing is written in stone, nothing is written in concrete, and we have to learn to go with the flow. I like to say grow with the flow, grow with the universal flow. But we have to imagine how water runs down a stream, all right? It's ever flowing. It doesn't stop and pause at any one moment unless there's damage built, but it's constantly changing, constantly flowing. And this is how we have to be with our life. We have to be able to just go with whatever comes our way. And yes, we can. You will. And once you do trust and you go through that, then what's going to happen is you'll go, you'll catch it. Oh, I'm being tested, aren't I? And you may make fun of it or joke, whatever, if that puts you in a lighter mood, going, okay, I'm being tested, and laugh, or darn, I'm being tested, but I'm recognizing it. And let me get through this. I want to ace this. I don't want it to repeat, because it will repeat until you get it right, until you pass it.
And you keep using one of the words that really is, it's called, you use the word trust instead of the word faith and belief. How do you feel trust allows people to utilize their courage to step through the door more than believe in faith?
Because, and here's the thing, I'm talking about, when I say trust, I'm talking divine trust, the only trust, because there's learned trust, you know, there's your truth, there's my truth, you know what I'm saying? There's truth that we've been taught, maybe brainwashed, the divine truth when you're in alignment with everyone else, and you get to that, when you get to that portal, and you open the door, and you go through it. And it's complete surrendering of it's okay that I don't know a lot. I don't have all the answers. It's okay if I don't have the blueprint. And you have to be comfortable with that. A lot of people are uncomfortable. All right, and the thing is even like, let's take your paycheck, for example. If it's guaranteed, right? There's really no guarantees. So what happens if there's an error either on the bank or your employer, and you don't get paid? What's the first, do you react or do you respond? It's oh my goodness, it's devastating, because it was something we weren't planning. It's something that we got so settled in making sure that the paycheck was coming every week or every 2 weeks. You settled in with that. And we should not do that. That's a very terrible learned trait from society. We have to always go with the flow. And here's another part of trust. What helps you is gratitude. And I'm talking true gratitude here. It's I am really, really grateful. And, you know, here's a test. It's easy to be grateful when you're happy. Try it when you're not. I'm serious. You're standing in line behind somebody, and this or a line at anywhere you are, a grocery store, or whatever, and this line is stopped. It is not moving. And you sigh, and you have this, oh, my goodness, I need to be here. I need to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and just, you know what, I'm grateful for this experience. Maybe the message from my guides, the angels in the universe, is slow down for me. They want me to slow down and stop going nonstop, rushing from one place to the next. Try that. Try gratitude when you least want to do it. Because I'll tell you, once you exercise that, it does take you to that place. It really helps you to get to your sacred heart door, and it helps you to get to that spot. All right. And because gratitude is a very powerful driver. And with gratitude, I have to tell you, even if you have to fake it to make it, it's okay. You know, you can sit there and grit your teeth and go, oh, I'm so grateful for this. Ah! But the thing is that you're developing the habit of taking the time and taking that moment just to say, I need to be grateful. I need to see the positive side to this, because know this, that every experience, every moment, has a positive and a negative, and they're a part of each other, because it's oneness. Do you choose to be balanced and try to see both sides, all right? Or are you just going to stay stuck on one? It's that whole line thing. You can be upset about it, or you can see the good in what is happening.
And that is also, but you said something there. How is the most unsavory moment your special savory moment in the next moment?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time, sweetie?
How is the moments that are unsavory expand into being the special savory moment in the future or in the next moment?
Well, I find that when you're staying in the now, it covers everything. Staying in the now covers the past, the future. It really does. Time is like, I'm going to use this reference, the Doctor Who's TARDIS. Staying in the now. Really. You step in there, and how do you power it up? With gratitude. And you can go anywhere, and you can heal any situation. In the past, in the now, and in the future. But the now is the key, too. You know, so it's that gratitude, it's the staying in the now, because what happens is a lot of people have a hard time staying in the now. Depression is you're living in the past. Anxiety is you're worried about the future. And how many people are anxious or depressed, or both?
And, you know, that's very true, but does all the, usually the unsettling stuff inside you come from a memory or a habit, and when you start using the gratitude or appreciation for the situation, you start expanding into more of a serenity to the relative situation. Do you
yes,
feel?
Yes, absolutely. It does. I absolutely agree. The gratitude helps shed light on the trigger as to why you react the way that you do. It helps you to understand you even more. And it's not picking on you or blaming you. We have to know who we truly are.
And that's very true. Tiffany also has a radio show called Spiritual Insight. It's Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's with the True Psychic Network, and it's at 1 p.m., and it's truepsychicnetworks.com, PNTV at PHP/PHP. And you can catch her every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Is that true? Is it, that's right, Tiffany?
Yes, yes, it is. It's on TPN TV. It's an internet TV show. And you can just go to the TruePsychicsNetwork.com website, click the TPN TV tab, and you can watch the show as it's streaming live. All right, and also you can participate. There is a link on the TPN TV page. If you want to join in with chat, then you go to the Ustream where I'm streaming live from, and you can join in and chat with the other viewers. It's fun. And I can see questions if someone has questions or comments they want to put into that box. So it's very interactive. And it's I don't take any readings during that. This is the information. I'll sit down either the night before or the morning before my show and ask my guides and those for everyone's highest and greatest. I ask angels, the guides, spirit, the spiritual teachers, what topic needs to be heard today? And they give it to me. And then I just start writing, and then I share that on the show.
And, you know, we talked about this astrology and all the, well, the metaphysical, I call them the metaphysical omniscience of people. How is the metaphysical actually more powerful than people will really give it the credit for, do you feel, in their lives, Tiffany?
Well, metaphysical isn't something to be scared of. I think more people are scared of the term spirituality. Metaphysical, though, is the beautiful, I like the word metaphysical, because what it does is it combines science and spirituality. This is where science helps validate, and it is. More and more, you're finding science is validating everything that spiritual teachers have been saying for years and years and years. And so that's what I think is beautiful.
You know, actually, last weekend I come up with two things. I'm a spiritual scholar on a spiritual scamper to unhamper my humanness. But anyway, Tiffany's website is whitesagewoman.com, and you can go on there and you can go down to where it says psychic medium reading. And how does your psychic medium reading actually open people's eyes to businesses and also their personal agenda, do you feel, Tiffany?
Well, what I do with my psychic medium readings is, and here's the thing, is I never used to consider myself a Fortune Psychic Network. I didn't consider myself a psychic. I always considered myself a healer because it was the healing work. But the guides and the angels and even Sin Lu, the owner of True Psychics Network, had helped me a lot by saying, well, readings are healing, right? You know, and this is what they should be. It's coming from that same source. And so this is what people, we need to heal the word psychic. And I tell you, I was scared at first, and I had to do a lot of inner work of why am I scared of the word psychic? And so this is what I help people. I actually treat it like a healing session. And I'll ask their guides and angels if there's any, like, healing angels or I call spirit doctors that come through and they have any messages for them and what's going on in their life right now that they need to know about. Because, you know, sometimes people have a question that's totally not important as far as your guides are concerned. And I'm not trying to be mean, but your guide's trying to get a message to you over here on the left and your way over here on the right. And so I ask for messages first from their guides and those for their highest and greatest so that maybe they're missing something or they just know what message is coming through for them. And this message can entail anything. It can entail their work, their life as far as maybe romance or relationship, and if they have anything a little bit about what's coming up for them. I try not to go too far in the future. I ask not to because sometimes, you know, it jumps ahead. And people have a hard time with that. So I always try to just stay right here. And it's a lot of times, too, if there's even some advice about their health, how to help them. This is the thing, mind, body, and soul, so that they can be a complete balance. So I pretty much treat my psychic medium readings as healing sessions, another extension of a healing session.
And also, I'm also on your website, whitepagewoman.com. I'm looking at this one that really intrigued me, the Crystal Gemstone Healing Grid. Tell people about that and how that really plays out in their daily life.
Okay, great. I love these, and I just made a bunch for a local metaphysical spiritual shop in town here, and they can be custom made. I can make one specifically for you or for someone else. And what it is the base is a slice agate, and then I take there's gemstones for each of your chakras, and that's in a circle. I ask what stone needs to be in the middle, like the activator, and then what other stones need to be incorporated in this grid. And so everything all comes together, and you can see some examples of the ones that I have made for others, and you can see the ones that I even took to the shop. And so you use a pendulum, and what you do is you take and you hold the grid in your hand, in your left hand, and of course you have to program it with your energy, and you ask for your highest and greatest only. Always, before you ask for any advice, it should always be for the highest and greatest. You're setting that intention of who you want to hear from. All right? You don't want to hear from some spirit that's just wandering around and really is not wise. You don't want input from them. So always important to ask for the highest and greatest. Take your pendulum and then ask. You start in the center, have it still over it in the center. And ask, which chakra needs attention right now in my body? And it will move to that chakra. And you can ask, is there a secondary one? If there's more than one chakra, it'll go to it. Until it's done, it just stops. Then you know what area you need to focus on in your body. And you can take that information to a healer to help you, to assist you with that. And you can also use that crystal chakra grid for distant healing for others as well. And I'm not talking just other living human beings. How about animals, nature, with the waters, the ocean? You know, the oceans, if there's an earthquake in one particular area, you can just send the healing over in that area. And you can ask for it to spin when the healing has been received, with the pendulum to spin over it. So it's really a lot. It's a great, powerful tool, and it's a visual tool because it gives you validation right away.
Now, this question comes to me. You're also a Reiki master, and this healing grid. How did them go hand it? How do them go hand in hand and really put the energy, the power, a free-flowing energy into people?
You know, you energize those types of things as well. And it's all all healers. We open ourselves up as conduits and just allow the divine love and light, the divine healing to come through to us. And we pretty much at that point, we just step aside and let that divine healing take place.
And, you know, and Tiffany, I have to ask, how does our trying to know what's going to happen actually close down our receiving of abundance, do you feel?
Oh, absolutely. Because there's something I instruct even with pendulum classes. People have to be very careful. They abuse tools. You can abuse tools because you're too anxious. Here we go. You're too anxious. You're too full of anxiety. You want the answer right now. But the thing is that you're looking, when you're in that state of mind, you are looking for a specific answer, and nothing else will do. And this is where you have to be patient, and you have to accept that divine truth. You have to accept maybe now is not the right moment for where you want to go, but be patient, hang in there. It's coming further down. And so Again, people need they can have a goal, that's great, but don't be so specific with how you want to get there, because it might be really for your highest and greatest.
And the thing about the highest and greatest, it's unlimited. And how
right.
are people really have a frightened emotion when it comes to the highest and the greatest?
Well, it's the same, like, you know, God, creator. I think a lot of people have a hard time still with that. So it's this highest and greatest of the universe. You have to understand there is greater, and it has been proved. It has been validated. And so, but the thing is don't humanize the creator, so to speak, because it's a powerful force that our minds might not understand, but our hearts, our sacred hearts, and our soul understand who creator is.
Now I have to ask this question before we go. How do we humanize our gifts rather than just appreciate them and be grateful for them and gracious for them?
How do we humanize our gifts?
Yeah, how do we humanize our wisdom and all of our gifts rather than just appreciate them and be gracious for them?
Well, I don't think you really want to humanize too much our gifts. I think that the thing is we're so used to doing, do, who you are as your name, your title. We have to shift into this universal consciousness where all being is just in a state of being. That's it, a being. What's my mission here? Just to be love, all right? And it's the same. It's to stand in nature. And if you really, truly connect, once you get past the, oh, my gosh, it's a bee, it could sting me, that's fear. Let it go. Bees are great. We need them, you know? And it's just being in harmony with every living being. So this is why we have to, this will help humanity. Is if we understand that we are only one piece of this huge puzzle.
And that we are. Well, Tiffany, we're out of time. Tiffany's website is whitestagewoman.com. And you can go down on the left-hand side where all the home about me, but there's one down there called gift certificates. You can actually give somebody you choose a gift certificate to experience Tiffany's wisdom. And Tiffany, give the people some of your wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Well, the best thing is just to remember that you are the divine light and to keep shining brightly. Act like the lighthouse and just shine your love and light in all directions. You are more powerful than you realize.
And I want to thank Tiffany and all the listeners for being here tonight, and I'll be here Thursday night, and we'll have another radio show. Thank you, Tiffany, and thank you all the listeners.
Thank you, Rob. Many blessings.
And many blessings back to you and all.